That's both elk, mule deer, and white-tailed deer. And so how we're detecting this is using what's called an ELISA test. It's typically done with a deceased individual that's either roadkill, a removed animal, or a hunter-harvested individual. And it's taking the lymph nodes of the brain stems and then running the ELISAs off of that test. There are some live tests possible using the ELISAs, which are rectal biopsies, but they can be very invasive, and you typically need a vet to do those.